May 26th, Jesus says, "Why does Isaiah say, 'You that are thirsty, come to the water, and you that have no money, run as well to buy, and consume wine and milk? Because there is one who has paid for all eternal riches for you, and for your hunger and your thirst has acquired, and ground the purest wheat and bought, and squashed the most beautiful grapes. And with this purchase of his, paid for with a measureless value and ground, and squashed with the sweating of blood, he has made a bread and a wine for you which take away all hunger, and all thirst which are not hunger, and thirst for what is spiritual, and which give life to those receiving them. The wheat is the flesh arising in the virginal womb of my bride. The wine is the blood whose source is in the immaculate heart which opened like a flower bud, when my splendor descended like an arrow of fire, to make her a mother. The mother of him who was at the same time her father and spouse. Oh, the moment in which the three of us were joyfully in her heart, and found the love of the creature as we had wished toward in every creature, and as no one else, except her, Mary most holy, possessed it. Her blood. A few drops around the seat of the Lord. But it then became such a great river, such an inexhaustible river, that it has never ceased for centuries to flow, nor will it cease until the last day. I, love, offered this food, so that it would be a witness to the peoples of the goodness of the Father. I offered this word. My love sent him to the earth, so that he would be a teacher for the peoples and a leader, in guiding them to God. And out of love he separated from us, and the eternal word remained in his painful exile, whose end was an opprobrious death, until he yielded the fruit awaited by the peoples. The redemption. Redemption from sin through his blood. Redemption from weaknesses through his flesh. Redemption from ignorance through his word. He carried out everything that love willed. He did all the work he had to. He did not spare himself in any respect. Do not close your spirits to this treasure. Come, for you are thirsty. You that know you are, and you that, dying even more, do not even know you are. Come. Here there is the wine which tortifies, and the milk which consoles and medicates. And if you are poor and penniless, come just the same. Triune love opens its wealth for you provided you love it.